Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 of the Voice of America on May 4th, 2018. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about conflicts in the ruling ZANU-PF party over the outcome of primary elections.
To join our discussion, join us directly by calling this number 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930 and 15460 kilo shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, at www.voashona.com, and at www.voandebele.com.
Thanks for joining us. And for those that have just joined us, tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about ZANU-PF primary elections.
Some top ZANU-PF officials aligned to President Emmerson Mnangagwa bit the dust in the recent ZANU-PF primary elections. They include special advisor to the president, Christopher Muchangwa, several ministers and members of parliament who are now saying the internal polls were rigged.
The losers suspect that members of the ousted Generation 40 or G40 linked to deposed President Robert Mugabe and the police targeted Mnangagwa's allies in the primaries. However, winners say the people who want fresh blood in the party have spoken.
President Mnangagwa acknowledged today that there were some irregularities in the primaries, noting that results of the elections will be announced soon after a ZANU-PF Politburo meeting tomorrow.
At the same time, the opposition MTCT, led by Mr. Nelson Chamanisa, is expected to conduct primaries starting tomorrow.
Join the show right now and tell us what you think about the discussion that we have here, the ZANU-PF elections and the pending MDC elections, primary elections. ZANU-PF primary elections, NEMA elections, primary elections, foot MDC, arukutariswa kutanga mangwana.
Kukasa kusasa sibili chonga, ngale ku MDCT, kuyapiwa lako. Sizo kutwake baka suketo kusasa, kuzikefika mtlaka tolufu.
So atukurufu. So, kwa vaini nguwa.
Ye, babe loko vetinga, bependla, bevontu kuhamba jana.
Pane nguwa.
Kuzo buya kuzanu lapa ndota, kukaya nga zane abantu ba wile ti. Lapa skuluma wango baba, apeti niko ngobe kuhanda konale. Kuzo buya umnu mzana Christopher Mtsangwa, kuna hale notoni.
Notoni.
Folo koto, kutuwa mchaisika.
Ku, ya. Nyaya mai upa mchinguri kashiri.
Kuhana kukanyi kutuku
menjantu. Atisunya zuzo, waka
Konapo kunzi.
Tichangwa mangwana after the college meeting.
Koto kaya zani mafunda buye lepaka. So zulugani daba aschain konoko eskuluma hako la mtla silo chonga lapa. Ama primary election ase 12 cents mabantu. Aba njisewe zibifunga ichoi ila makalabovu. Yawazi mtu ya kafunga ichoi ila makalabovu kuchoni. E kuhande sita hunde ni kuna ngale napo tinesi chabuka kona. Kukanya zani zokutua uketu lama primaries. Ngono lupindwe. Umalaki nkomo wadliwa. Kuzobuya umnumzana uApet Niko Ngube wacha phansi kuzobuya labanye abathizi bedlonga abaphana nje abasanda kungena kwezombusazo. So as crewmen konapa MTC layo kyachoni kuba kusasa kunjalo fund.
This is Gibbs. Maybe I can just take this opportunity to remind our listeners and viewers that they can join the show by phoning us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call them back, and also they should be reminded that we are live streaming on VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. We are for the people.
Kunjalo.
Yes.
Kunjalo for
you. Van, vana utawa.
Tina lapa kula kurika. Fair, fair.
We are for the people.
Kunjalo.
Yes.
Jesus.
Wongu diwa watiriri ni watiriri. Nasi nyayaturu kurukura. Nde saru zoze maa primary kazi kuchaga. Vacha mirra batu zana pia zichango vaku itua. Paka buda mitaure ya kawanda. Vanoe Zimbabwe wakawanda wakara wachichema kutisaru zo. Zino biri ziru kwa zino di vanu wachitayo wakuna shakadaro. Vanenge wachikiwa ndoa no nyunyuta. Zazupindo omusha we zanu PF. Wakawanda wakakundwa. Waru kunyunyuta kuti papa ine zviminga mpinyi kana nzira zakashaya niswa zisiridzo. Zawanufungi zira kutu zaka batu kwa nazo saruzo. Vamu waru kuti mapurisa Zimbabwe Republic Police. Akanga asinga fane unga achipinda msaruzo. Izo zikuene chikuita nsaruzo. Wanufana ungo miri rapa ni paruwa. Mtemo. Wotchandisa masimbao. Sezo wano piwa ni mbirele mtemo. Gadzi risanyazi kune sana. Kwete kutu wange wari mapolling agents. Kana mapolling officer. Evamwe wano. Wariku muzanu PF. Kana kupesera watu wendo. Waru kutendira nema ballot box. kutizane zvimuti kana iri relay. Koitawo vamwe vakuru vemusangano vatinonzwa kuti vakadyiwa kunyanga hazvo Zanu PF iri kuti ichazivisa vakakunda zviri official kana kuti zviri pamutemo mangwana mushure memusangano we Politburo. Asi zvishoma zvakamboburiswa na va Angel Betrugege vanove ndiwo tete vemusangano kana kuti political commissar webato reZANU PF zvinoratidza kuti mimwe mikono yakarara musarudzo idzodzi. Mukono mukuru unozivikanwa ndava Christopher Muchangwa ndiwo vanove mutungamiri wesangano revakarwa hondo yerusununguko yeZimbabwe National Liberation War Veterans Association. Varivo zvakare chipanga mazano chemutungamiri wenyika vaemarson munangagwa vamutsvangwa vakadyiwa pamaprimary ipapa kunotonuko. Hapasati panyatsobuda pachena kuti sachigaro weZANU PF vanove amai Opa Muchinguri Kashiri vakadyiwa here kana kuti vakakunda. Asi tinonzwa vazhinji vachitaura kuti vakadyiwa naamai vanonzi Joyce Bukuta. Tinongozwa kudaro kuti ndo zvakaitika. Asi takazoona pachinenge pabuda mashoko ekuti pakakanganiswa kuziviswa vanenge vachazoti tichazozvinzwa mangwana mushure mepolitburo kuti vakadyiwa zvechokwadi. Kwoitawo mamwe makurukota nemamwe maMP vagara vanga varimo. Zvakanzi nevamwe aiwa tomboisawo vatsva.
In Gwanda, the biggest loser maybe Mr. Abednego Ncube. He has been there for ZANU PF over the years. And when there was that military intervention, he was there as well. But come election time, people saying
the
no.
The people spoke.
You see?
And it.
Now we've got one winner right on the line. And that is Honorable Joseph Chuma of Pelandaba Mpopoma constituency. He's the sitting MP there. So let's talk to him. Honorable Chuma, how are you?
Fine, thank you, and how are you?
Congratulations.
They are in order. Thank you very much. God is great.
Thank you so much. So how did the primary election go in your place? Because we are told that in some cases, some candidates were actually carrying lots and lots of boxes stuffed with ballots. And in some cases, you get somebody having the election conducted in his homestead. So in your case, how did it go?
Well, in my case, we're very civilized people, we're orderly people. We conducted our primaries in a very, very peaceful environment, and it was harmonious. We had no problems at all. We had one center in Popoma and another center in Ward 13 at the White Stadium by the youth arena, which was useful for everyone. And people came in, they cast their votes. Although most of the people did not manage to vote because of certain errors that were there. They some didn't find their name because voters rose for the party. But still, those that voted very well. And I'm sure all the candidates that were there are satisfied because they haven't had any complaints so far. So I think we went about our business in an orderly manner.
Thank you so much, quality.
But Honorable Chuma, for those you said were not able to vote, they were disenfranchised by the system, how are they going to be ahead?
Sorry?
Those people you said were not able to vote due to various issues or glitches, how are they going to be heard if their names, if they registered their card-carrying members who were eligible to vote?
Well, yes, but look, this is an internal process. So really, even if they did not vote, we still have the national election, which is the big one. This was just an internal process to come up with one candidate who's going to represent the party. So some of the things, like the president alluded to, are teething problems. We're trying a new system, a democratic system, an open system. So for those that did not vote, really, it should not be a big issue, a big matter. They should then rally behind the candidate that is one, and then we go and face the opposition now in the national general election.
Masasikagela ke golide lapha ukuthi kulabanye sibi labathi bakhona babaleka lamabhokisi lapha bangena ezitabeni, abanye sebebonti sebenqotshwa kwezinye indawo babe bejisa ama-ballot boxes lamaphepha konke. So khonokhu kuyabe kusiziwa kwini golide?
But those are very dangerous elements. And I hope that tomorrow's Politburo is going to decisively deal with such elements. But you never know that super even in the national election, whether they're coming from ZANU PF or NDC or any other party, it does not matter. But what we are saying is that people must learn to win gracefully and lose gracefully as well. So if people have said no, they don't want tea anymore, then take it with a great stride and be a gentleman or a lady about it and bow out and bow down and congratulate the person who has won and move on in the party and then support the candidate that has won. That's criminal. It shows that some people are so poor hungry. These are the same people who now end up wanting to continue with violence to remain in power. And we don't want that kind of people, whether from Zambia or any other party. So I hope the Politburo is going to deal decisively with them and disqualify them totally from running any election whatsoever, because they are a bad example and they are the bad apple in the basket that will end up spoiling evidence. We want a free and credible election. So it begins there. And therefore, I'm praying very hard that our party leadership, the Politburo, is going to definitely make sure that anyone who has done such a thing is totally disqualified and must not even be allowed to stand for another election, even for maybe 10 years. Or even for life, depending on the gravity of their cases. But we don't want people who are so losers. We want people that lose gracefully and say, okay, this time people have said that they don't want me. Let me go back to the ground, work hard again, and then the next time again when another election comes in, I will throw again my CV again and find out if people appreciate me. Because these are the same people when they're in power, they forgot about these people. They never went back to those people. And those people said, okay, we are there, we are going to wait for 5 years. And then the judges are up, we are going to deal with you. And they've dealt with them that way. So it definitely shows that you have not worked well with the people. I was a city MP, but because I worked well with the people, they decided to return me resoundingly. Even the guy who came number two was by a big distance away, over 400 votes. So it shows that the people have the confidence in me to say, no, let's return him because he has done well, he has been with us. So if you're not with the people, the people will decide. The people are not stupid anymore. They'll look at you and say, ah, chef, chef. But come voting day, they'll show you their true colors.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And I think Gibbs, the people that Honorable Chuma is talking about, they should not belong to a political party, but to a marathon team. So they should belong to a marathon team where they run away with the battle 5 kilometers and give the next.
I still remember in West Africa, you know, there was an election that was being conducted. And Ally Tree, then this guy came with a motorcycle.
Yeah.
Then he took all the ballot boxes and drove away. You know? So this reminds me of that kind of thing. Yes.
Honorable Chuma is still there.
Yes.
Honorable Chuma. Yes. Yes. You mentioned that President Mnangagwa today at the launch of your party's manifesto talked about teething problems, and somebody was saying ZANU-PF should not be talking of teething problems after being in power for 38 years. What do you say?
No. You see, you must remember that this is a new dispensation. And we are trying to correct things and do things in some other manner. You must remember that long back, people were complaining about imposition of candidates, people just coming in and being put in and declare that, no, so-and-so is going to stand for such a constituency. And that goes nowhere to contest that. But right now, with the new dispensation, the president is saying, let anyone who feels that they want to stand come up and stand. And therefore now, we are going back to the drawing board and saying, let's do things properly. So even the organization of the elections themselves becomes another issue which must then come up and be done in some proper and orderly manner. So therefore, you must then understand that definitely there's going to be teething problems. And also we have a new commissar who just came in as well. And then he might try and do things in one way or the other, which is different. And at times, the trials and errors are unknown for failing or succeeding. So that is why we said that these are teething problems, but towards democratizing any election and making sure that the things are done to the satisfaction of everybody. Although it will always be impossible to satisfy everyone. Someone can lose totally and probably get two or three votes, but they'll still come up and say, no, there was rigging. No, it doesn't say. Because people's mentalities have always been designed in such a way that they always want to think that they are the ones that are supposed to win. Mm-hmm. If they don't win, then they cry foul play. That's the whole system. We see it even in national elections. MBC won and said, Zambia, because what do you want? But the day when they win, they'll be wanting to say, ah, now it's correct, this is free and all right. That's because they've won. So people must actually have a paradigm shift and come out of this mindset of saying that if I do not win, then it means that it's not fair. You must know that when you go into a race, there must be a winner and a loser. And if you happen to be in the loser's box, do not then look at the winner's box and start throwing stones there. It is wrong, because one day it will be you in the winner's box. Do you want the other person out to start throwing stones to you here, right?
Asi regai ningu kanda mvuzo ne chize zuru, ne shona honorable Chuma. Imi murimwe wanu wakakunda, tirukunzwa kune wamwe wakatoenda kunoratidzira pamuzinda webato muHarare newamwe warumatunhu akasiyana siyana vari kunyunyuta. Imi wose mumwe akakunda, munoti kune vakakundwa iwa vari kunyunyuta.
Inini what I would simply say, is that ndini wanzira kuti ndoma example evanhu vari selfish vasingade kudyiwa, munhu unobva obvuma kuti muupenyu kana uchipinda makwikwi aya. Either unowina kana unoriziwa kana wadliwa uchibata maoko auyu auwina kana mudaiwa makorokoto zvagonewa next time ndichadzokazve ugodzokera kuground unoshanda unokorekta mistakes ako because vanhu vatakuudza kutisusu takatenga izi chinoenda unogadzisa izvozvo because vangawanda vati vakadyiwa ivavo havaonekwe kuvanhu ikoko saka vanhu vane tendensi dzekuti vanhu vari patient vanokumirira because vanoziva kuti fasezi dzinopera tichamugadzisa kana fasezi dzauya saka iwewe uchinzwa masentiment avo tichitanga mugadzira enda kuvanhu gara nevanhu vanhu vacho havatombogara maconference acho iwavo asi oda kuti kana kwavuzika kuvhotegwa auda kuvhoterwa kana vanhu varamba kuti aiwa ivo hatikuzive takuisa nhingi wotanga kunodemonstrata for a why.
Honorable Chuma, please do stay on the line. Gibbs, I understand we have Mr. Believe Gaule.
Yes, Mr. Believe Gaule was contesting the primary elections in Cholocho, and he lost. Mr. Believe Gaule, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, Gibbs, and everyone knows all the listeners, thank you very much.
Thank you so much. You lost, Mr. Gaule, in Cholocho, and you are not a happy man. Is that the case?
Yeah, I don't think it's. I can say I lost, and I don't. As I remember, we talked during the day.
Yes.
And I told you that let's talk about the elections, the people who conducted the elections, the people who conducted the elections, the way, the manner they handled those elections, that is what I was worried about. Mm-hmm. And I raised that I gave an example that on the first day, people were supposed to vote on a Sunday, and then the elections were postponed to the following day.
Mm-hmm.
And then on that very day, again, people gathered at around 6. I'm happy that one of my members of my party, my comrade, my brother, Comrade Chuma, is listening.
Mm-hmm.
And we are together in this program. I'm happy. I'm
yes,
glad.
Wonderful.
And I've been listening to what he has been electing us on, especially concerning the way the elections were held in the urban environment, that is in Bulawayo
yes.
area.
Mm-hmm.
But let me just give an example. Right? Okay, fine. Then on the vetting, I just gave an example on how elections were conducted in Cholocho.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Fine. In Cholocho North constituency for in particular.
Mm-hmm.
In Cholocho North constituency, voting was supposed to be done on the 29th. And then later on, communication that it was then to the 30th.
Mm-hmm.
Then people gathered again the following day. As early as 6 o'clock, early in the morning. And then they waited for those people to come. They were all there till up to 11 at night.
Mm.
And then you can imagine, distances apart, people walk 20 kilometers to cast their vote. And they expect the people to the polling officers. And then they spend the whole day waiting for those people. and you can just imagine, right? But let me just give an example. What I know of an election is that the people that elections, the polling officers, the presiding officers, they come even a day before and wait for people to come and cast their vote and go back home and do their work. People cannot spend a whole day waiting for people to come and conduct the election. And you can imagine, people have walked long distances. And remember, Cholocho is in the, down there in the bush, wildlife. So that's taking people's lives into those dangers even then.
Mm-hmm.
One other thing. Let me tell you, I'll just give you another example. Right. Okay. Then the following morning, you then say, after the following morning, that is the third day. You say, today people are voting. That's the very day. Mm. That is the third day. And then people, we have walked back home for at least about 20 kilometers, 15 kilometers. You expect them again to come back and cast a vote. And then, to me, that it doesn't make any sense. But to me, that's nonsense. That's
so,
rubbish.
Yes.
Yeah, it's
so,
order.
So, in any way, you're saying the election was rigged.
Let me give you another example.
Uh-huh.
And then now, on the other side, a driver carries ballot papers in his car with the polling officers, their friends now with the police officers who are going to conduct the elections. They come to a station and they do whatever they want. What the hell of a nuisance is that?
Hold on.
If you come across such a thing.
Hold on.
The way the elections were conducted.
He's a very bitter man. Yeah. Hold on.
We have a caller. We'll come back to you. We have a caller. Tinam Koma Tindo. Magadi. Hello, Koma Tindo. Mchiripo Yerbarunare.
Diripo.
Sorry, Kuku, but I kwe kangu asi. Taishita otumunzi kufuti suruku vakuna wa believe gaule. Vaka kundwa kucholocho noti. Asivaru kutaiwa. Andina ukundu. Wana kuti mabatu wakati kwa saruzo. Ana kubatu kwa sesu notari sirwa. Imiwa umuru kuda kuti ipanya ya tukurukure.
Hey, ndiriku vanhu vakadziwa shuwa vakarukurwadziwa nokudyiwa kwavakaita. Zvinoitika. Nyaya ndiruda kutaura inenge nyaya yehope kuti nguva ndeine zvekashoma. Unoona zviri kuitika apa ZANU-PF apa. ZANU-PF ipati hope chaizvo. MaZimbabwe tese takabuda muZANU-PF. Tese tikafoma mapati akawanda, tikabuda kuti akawanda, tikaita mamwe. Nenyaya idzodzo, vanofanira kuzviziva izvozvo. Kuti ndozvavanongoitawo kune vamwe vose vakabuda, vachivashora, vachiita sei. Izvo zvine mangwana vanotofoma mapati yavo ivavo, vakadyiwa. Ndiri kuti vanyaya vari kutaura imwe yekuti kwakuna maG40 watwati izvo zvokunyepa izvo. Vanhu vanovhotera munhu wavanoda. Vamunangagwa ndivakati munhu avhotere paanoda kuti nyika isununguke, iratidze kuti yasununguka, kuti vagowana shamwari. One. Ivozve, chandinonyanya kuvashoorera, ndechekuti varume vanoda basa rokutumwa kupariamendi. Vasina ruzivo nebasa ravanotumwa. Ndiri kushamisika chinzwa kuti tichiona kuti vakaiswa vachiwenga kuti vaite vice president. Tikanzwa kuti perenzi shiri vakaiswa kuti vave gurukota rezvekurima. Zvinhu zvavasingazivi kufoswa zvamunonyatsoona kuti Zimbabwe chowadi haisati yasununguka. Wozi kana kuti nyika yakasununguka tichitongana nedemo zvichitangira mumba medu tichitongana nedemo zvavari kuita muZANU-PF. Vana Chamisa, vana mai Mudzuru, vana Biti hapana chavanofira. Isusu tiri kunze kwenyika, tiri kutambudzika varume. Nemi muri ikoko, zvinokurwadzai, munofanira kushandira kune penyu rekuZimbabwe. But chokwadi mazuva ano reZANU-PF ngavambomira kuita zvavari kuita izvi. Munoona vana chipangamazano vanotibatsira kutaura, ini munhu wandinyatsoudzwa anotaura, ndii Mr. Dewamavhinga, vanonyatsotaura zvimwe zvokuti dei vana veZimbabwe tinyatsokunzwisisa, taitevedzera zvinotaurwa. Murume agona kutokwanisa kuita president. Wozi ane dzidziso pavana veZimbabwe.
Honorable Chuma kuti vanoti ine zvamurikutaura izvi nokuti zvingazovanda zvekuti vapindure. Honorable Chuma, muri kunzwa zvekutaurwa namukoma Tindo vari parunare.
Ndava dzave kutaura kezvo mukoma Tindo. Tirega ndivagadzise ndichiti. Varume vataura ava. Totanga na minister weagriculture waparent shiri. Being in the military does not mean kuti haaziye zveagriculture. Command agriculture yakatipa goho ne food security muno muZimbabwe. Ndiye angachitoirana very under the military ikoko asatabva ikoko. Because kupinda mumilitary doesn't mean kuti kwakungodzirwa ne food chete nevabhomba. Vanhu vavaya vanodzidzira zvinhu zvakawanda wanda zvimwe. Unotowana maspecialist in the economy, wowana madhokotera imomuya, wowana even maticha imomuya, wowana mabhiridha imomuya, muarmy imomuya. Saka itele mini kuti kana wava muarmy, hauchazive zvimwe zvinhu zvirikuitika. Vachirivo vaya ndo vakaspearheada command agriculture vari under vamunangagwa vachiri vice president waformer president Robert Gabriel Mugabe. Saka vatori nekodzero rakatokurisa chairo kuti vanogona kuita any basa raunogona kuvapa. Saka ndo pandati ndigadzise ipo paya. Then apo pazvino izvonzi munhu uyu haana kukodzera kuita president. Upresident ka hauendere kuchikoro. Upresident unongoda kuti uve ne-40 years according to our constitution yeZimbabwe. Unova kutokwarifaya kuti uite president. And it's an institution ine support yemaministers akati one day. Saka kuti uite president haunidi kuti uende kuHarvard University kana any other university kuti udzidzire upresident. Unotopinda wopoisa masystems achaita kuti upresident wako uite a good presidency or a bad president, simple and straightforward. So anyone, when we say I'm 40 years above Zimbabwe, president, because he will be appointed as vice president, just like what Zogaitwa Kuna Baba Wachiwenga. They'll be serving under the pleasure of the president. Saka, to disqualify people as well, Mwama Dugu Ndiyomoga, iye gangoji, Mwama Dugu Ndiyomoga preferred candidate yake, which is allowed, that's a democratic choice. But munuweze, nenda kata iso, ndinaro kodzerende, I can be the president of Zimbabwe one day. Apana chino ndi Ramzebo, na ayem koma timo zi yuwa hao, warikutawra. Waka zuka, muna Zimbabwe waka kampena. Wano kona kuto muka, waa president, wenyika, wakuto famane zimu, animo nema moto kete.
Aywa, thank you so much. Maeta basa, honorable. Mukoma Tindo ndofunga manzwa honorable Chuma wachipindura nguva yedu ndo iri kufamba tine mumwe muteereri ari parunhare tinotenda zvikuru. Hello, tine mumwe muteereri Gibbs.
Yes, lo baba Isaac Mpofu. Baba Mpofu, kunjani?
Ndube nyapilo njani?
Nyapilo akuru, ye. Tinongota waloluke olwama ole ZANU PF primary elections. Kanyanga ZANU kuyahlupa lapho. Uthile ngalo Mpofini.
Abantu bayakhala duwe uyabazi ngoba bayakwazi ukuthi kungabedliwa bangeke besatsontsha.
Hayi, siyakuzwa bo.
Uyakhala ezingochuma lezingogawula.
Ye. Uthi ngakho bo.
Lalela Dube ekunjani kamfowethu?
Impilo bobini.
Lalela Dube ngikutshele ilizwe ma yena upresident wabo uthe engena wathi ufuna ukuthi kukhulule ilizwe abantu bavotele umuntu omthandayo naye ugawula insukwenyana lezane belokhu ekhuluma ethi abantu bathethe umuntu abamfunayo. So angibazi ukuthi lamadoda bakhalela nodliwudliwe. Next time futhi nga ulokhu usaphila buya futhi egrawundini abantu bebona ukuthi lokhu ayenzanga kahle njengawe ugawula futhi simkhethe futhi abuye bheki lo Chuma. Yabona manje lamadoda ngoba bayakwazi ukuthi ezano kade beyenzani besidla ngendlela thize, so bayakwazi ukuthi nxa sebesukile lapha kuthi ukuthi sebezolamba ngoba bekulethwa imumbu le ilethwa etsholotsho ugawula ithathe siyafaka emzini wakhe.
Sizambuza kakhulu kodwa uchuma unqobile phela
kuyotholwa umunye umuntu.
Ye uchuma unqobile phela empopongo.
No, uchuma maye nqobile kahlale khona apha engasoli lutho. Omunye nomunye umuntu maye winile uright, kodwa uchuma ulo valo vele uyakwazi ukuthi MDC iyobuya imsusa empopoma. Uyosuka ngokugcina lokungoba wangena vele ngentunja yenaliti. Uyacabanga MDC ikhalele ithi ayi contest. Uchuma wangena yikho ukuthola ichance evote ehambe yedwa nje. So uyakwazi ukuthi uzodliwa vele.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu ke, ube lempela viki enhle kakhulu.
Alright, Dube, ngiyabonga mfowethu, na ube lempela viki enhle.
Hayi sibonga kakhulu Mpofini, bye-bye baba.
Bye-bye baba.
Yeah, uyakhuluma lapho Mpofu. Mpofu is saying that, you know, Mr. Kaule should cry a lot because he suspects that he wants to enrich himself. So he says, since the food has been taken away from his mouth, so that's why he's making so much noise.
He's bitter.
For Chuma, he says, well, he won, but he's afraid of the FDC. That's why he sounds to be, you know. So maybe siya kubaba uGawule kuqala.
Yeah.
Baba Gawule, uyakhuluma lapho Mpofu uthi hayi phela ungakhali kakhulu ithemba libulali baba Gawule. Ngamafutshane.
Ivele akunakukhala lapha. Ukukhala sikhuluma ngento, ukukhala lokukhuluma ukuthi umsebenzi uqhutshwe kanjani. Uyawuze ngithe mina ngikhuluma emini ngithe kuyakuthinyela ukhetho ukuthi ama-observers ayebona ukuthi ukhetho luhambe njani. Akungitshela futhi Dube ngingakhuluma emini ngathi mina ayiso muntu ongambuzi ukuthi ukhetho luhambe njani. Ungabuza abantu abayibo kade bezivota besenza wonke umsebenzi. Ama-observers ngabantu ngathi ngoba mina ngizakutshela ukungayisikho. Kodwa okusalayo ukuthi umuntu wonke ulelungelo lakho uzikhulula noma yiphi into ayifunayo. Ngoba omunye umuntu Dube noma ungaze umbuze uyaphuma topic yena leli khuluma ngayo. Sikhuluma ngokhetho ukuthi lokuhambe njani. Okuthi ubani unjani, ukuthi ubani usebenza njani, ukuthi ama-ministers abantu basebenza, amboni ukuyangenelana le nto le. Sikhuluma ngokuthi ukhetho luqhutshwe njani. Lukhetho lukhululekileyo. Yinike isibonelo kumbe ngxenye abantu abalalelayo kwabo bazi. Ngithe wako wabona i-election ukuthi umuntu uyaqasa ngo-7 elindele, kuzokuthi awu-11 ebusuku engavotanga. Ekarisi zolo kwakufike. Konoko kodwa kumele umuntu azivuze nxa ilaleli ukuthi kathi sekulukhetho bani lololo. Ukhetho lakhona kweyindawo kwavota ebusuku kuqala ngo-6 kwaze kwaphela ngama-3 ebusuku. Walubona nyapha ukhetho olunjalo.
Khona i-ballot box yabo ungayibona yini i-ballot paper le-ballot box nxa sekusebusuku?
Ungayibona.
Amakhandlela ke.
Yikho konoko kuyadibana. Lo wathi umuntu azikhulumele kwakhe ukuthi hey, ukumbuyi opposition ngokuthi yena ngomuntu ephathe enye phela abantu bayaze expose ukuthi yena usekhuluma ukuthi yena uzondizana uPF kumbe thina asikhulumi ngokuzonda amaparty sithi lanxa ithelo iprimary amaparty nalaza yenza amaprimaries zawo ayenzwe kuhle yini MPC ibani izayo ama primaries baza wenza njani ayenzwe kuhle yini xa kulokunye okungayenzwa ukuthi asikusoleni goloko sikumele kube umkhuba omubi esiolahlwayo umuntu wonke anikwe ithuba lokuzikhethela.
Ah, uboni ke Gawule, yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu. Honorable Chuma, I think maybe you can react from what Mr. Gawule is saying. He's actually mentioning that the election was conducted at night. Honestly, between 6 p.m. and 3 a.m., what type of an election is that? that's exactly what he's querying here, Honorable Chuma.
Right. I think... My good brother Gawule is got the some sense that he's talking about. Yes, some anomalies happened, and it does happen. But now, what I am going to want to ask you is that when all this was happening, was it not happening for all the candidates, including the ones that won him, or it was happening for him alone? Because you see, the delays and everything surely must have affected everyone. And therefore, when the election eventually happens, it happens for everyone as well. Mm-hmm. So there, that's where now I'll say to my brother, but why would you cry? Because right now, as you are saying, people walk long distances, especially in the rural areas. Mm-hmm. They walk for over 20 km and stuff like that. So honestly, when they've opened up,
should they turn people back again and say, no, go back home and come back again, knowing that that person is going to travel another 20 Ks now? Is that not going to be testing again? Will that person come back tomorrow? Rather, let's open it up and finish everyone who's here and serve them. And if it means that it's going to go up to 3 a.m., so be it, as long as there's adequate light and as long as there's all the agencies for the candidates to be there to see that there's no foul play. Because, you know, unlike in towns, if you say, no, go back and come back tomorrow, they're just going to nearby places. Mm. But in the rural areas, they are going to travel a big distance. So really, I think it was a good thing to say, no, let's rather carry on with the election and finish everyone. Even if it means they were going to do it overnight, let's do it instead of sending people who are going to travel again long distances. So I think that was a common sense. And all that we should worry about here, and probably find out from Kaula, is that were their agents there present to witness and see that whoever is casting their ballot votes are doing properly.
Thank you.
And there's no cheating there. I think that's where we should be worried about. But to worry about time, especially in rural areas, really, you are just crying to say that it has taken them 3 days to vote. Finally, the vote is commenced. Should they then stop it because it's now 6 o'clock and it's going to be at night and send people away? That would be my question to him.
Thank you so much, Honorable Chuma. We'll come back to him after the call. Yes, that's the call.
Yeah. Tinamkoma Edmo. Magadim koma Edmo.
Dinosara Baba. Magadio.
Zakasimba Murikupi.
Diriku United Arab Emirates.
Oh, Mtereri wedu yo. UAE. Kurisei ku United Arab Emirates.
Kuchiri nani kuri kutichengetawo zvakatadzwa nenyika yedu yeZimbabwe.
Ndizvozvo, tisapedza nguva taurai tinzwe nyaya yenyu.
Ndiri kuda kuti kuna baba avo vakadyiwa. In fact, to all those candidates who have ZANU-PF who lost in their primary elections, they mustn't be too much bitter because zvavari kunzwa iko zvino ka ndoo zvatinonzwa isusu ruzhinji rweZimbabwe ever since ZANU-PF ichitanga kukondestiwa zvakasimba neMDC. Because inini what I believe is ZANU-PF has been rigging my elections. And ivavo they were enjoying isusu maZimbabweans tichisafa tichirwadziwa sezvavari kungoita paari kuti abirwa ipapo. And he is talking of people vakatravela 10, 15, 20 kilometers kuuya kuzokasta their ballots. Hapanotibira isusu pane vamwe vanenge vatobva kunze kwenyika vachiya kuzovhota but vozongobira futi. Saka the pain inenge iri more pane zvaari kunzwa izvozvizvo. And hatifaniri kuwesta time yedu senguva inei maZimbabwe tichitaura about ZANU-PF because ZANU-PF has nothing to offer. Yakatadza zvanguva refu. 8 years ZANU-PF ichitonga. We can't continue nevanhu ivavo. Dai vangozvirega zvavo. Tangopindai muhurumende nyowani. Zvekuti tizonzi zvichazodai. I was listening to our vice president, Martha Chitaura, and ndanzwa kuti hatina vanhu vari kutitungamirira. Kana achiseka kuti Chamisa ari kutaura about bullet trains, ari kutaura about spaghetti roads, ozoti vagari vekuwadzano vari kutadza kupinda muHarare in 5 hours, which means zvinhu zviri kutomunakidza and haasi kutomboona kuti pane chiri wrong pazviri. Saka we shouldn't be talking about ZANU-PF panguva inoyi. ZANU-PF has failed us, has failed our country. Saka zvekuti akadyiwa maprimary elections, izvo ndezvake nemhuri yake. Zvaaida kuzoita kana ahwina, we don't bother. Please ngaaende akanozorora kana aine zvimwe zvaachazoita fine.
Maita basa mukoma Edmo. Regai tinzwe kubva kuna vaGaule first pamuri kutaura kuti losers should not be bitter. Mr. Gaule, do you want to respond to our caller, Mr. Edmo, who is calling from United Arab Emirates, who is saying losers should not be bitter? ZANU-PF has been rigging elections, and these same people who are crying foul have been enjoying those rigged results.
I think I'll repeat what I said again, even though I said it in the belly. I'll repeat that. I said I'm not supposed to be commenting on these issues, especially on how the election was conducted. I think the people, the electorate is in a better position to comment, to give you to comment on such matters. Because at times someone will take it as if I'm there to defend myself, I'm there to say maybe I lost because of this, that, to give some excuses. No. We are simply saying, how were the elections conducted? Were the elections free and fair? Were the elections, you know, every now and then, that was why I was giving an example of observers. It's only that in primaries we don't have observers observing these elections. But in the future, I think we must do something, because the president today hinted that he put in place a commission to conduct these elections. And therefore, yes, of course, we are hearing that some things didn't go well in some other provinces. But since it's just a beginning, or this commission was put in place for these primary for these primary elections that was held on the 30th. Then what we have learned that. You know, we have learned that some of the things that were done by the we came across some of the problems. We are going to, in future, we are going to try and avoid the same thing repeating itself. That is what the president was saying. It's a learning phase. As we move on, we have learned that we can avoid such problems by doing A, B, C, D. This is exactly what I was saying. But for someone, it is their right to say whatever they want. So if you invite me to these such interviews, then people have a field day over us. Then we're not wondering. Let's talk about the election. Someone from the opposition will say, hey, ZANU-PF, what is ZANU-PF? Where does ZANU-PF? Let's talk about the elections, the way they were conducted. And the MVC is going to hold some primary elections in the future. How are they going to hold their primary elections? Are they going to hold free and fair elections? Mm. So that's what I was trying to share with you.
Oh, thank you so much, Mr. Gaule. I think Mr. Edmore heard what you said when you explained your position. Ndofunga mkoma Edmore waenda, ndofunga wetu wachiri poparu na regipsi.
Ye, unjaro kezi. Pugele kubabuchuma, baba kolite, uyazwela lapa kezi. Sibili kuti, abanye abantu bathi uvele ibandla leZANU-PF lokukhuluma ngalo nje ikuzenzela nje ngoba kukhanya ngazani ema-primary lawa ye kuyakhanya ukuthi kukhona okuhambe kubi lokuhambe kuhle kodwa uvele uyalisola ke ubaba lowo ibandla leZANU-PF. Ngicela umphendule just 1 minute sesithatha omunye umuntu lapha baba Juma. Ye Kolite, uyangizwa?
This person is clearly not a ZANU-PF member. He prefers another party. But while he does that, he must learn to be tolerant of our party. And Kakumi Yaki party, this is exactly what causes the polarization in our politics in Zimbabwe. Because we want to jump in and dig into other people's affairs. It is wrong. Talk about your party and talk about how you're going to strategize and probably win an election. Not to be poking your nose and fingers to the other party, which is doing its own business at its own guidelines. Mm-hmm. So really, it's a simple matter of someone who's an opposition guy who wants to propel his party by who controls any party. That's not how you do it. When I tell people what you're going to do as a party, how you're going to do your things as a party, finish and clear, then people will decide what they want to do. They'll decide who they want to vote for. It's simple as that.
Yeah, kulobaba umizi hlahla uyabhala lapho ukuthi all these so-called big wigs who fall by the wayside, do we have any proof that they've been legitimate in the past? Maybe they were piggybacking on Mr. Robert Mugabe, who we questioned his legitimacy long back. So if they came that the elections were actually rigged, so which means ZANU-PF is capable of rigging elections. So we should say all the elections in the past were actually rigged. people have spoken. And then we've got another caller. That is Smanga, Smanga Mpofu. In fact, she's not calling, but she sent a message here. She says, yeah, I'm watching you guys from Botswana, and I believe that things are happening in Zimbabwe right now. Pamela Kumalo writes to us and says, your broadcast is interrupted a little bit. So we check it out, what is going on. Then we've got Jason Maposa, who says, I'm watching you before it too. He said, Tepen, well, South Africa. Kuzobuya njalo umsunduzo Ndlovu uthi linjani basakazi sikahle fowethu wena unjani khona ngapho siyakubhabhayiza uyabona kuzobuya ukabongwe khabo uthi fe MRP sengkhona uba khona abantu kulapha okukhulumayo
ah no
ungana kuvuleka umtshina
yeah I need to vula umtshina
yeah umtshina wako uyalamba
yeah unotenderera uyaboda
into zabantu
yes but I just wanted to read yes. As I saw something about what happened during the elections.
Mm-hmm.
There is someone who wrote, he's a ZANU-PF member, or she's a ZANU-PF member. They didn't want to put their name, but they said, the worrying situation is the delays in officially announcing the results. They're mm-hmm. saying this is a worrying situation because they said the results should be announced like now. And they're also expressing disappointment after some men were allowed to vote for the women's quota representative mm-hmm. when only female members were supposed to participate. I don't know if Mr. Gaule or Honorable Chuma can respond to that. Maybe I can start with Mr. Gaule. What do you say about these complaints from one of the people who sent us a message here that the delay in announcing officially the results
mm-hmm.
and also men participating in the selection of female representatives in the women's court?
I don't know really what the delays they are talking about, because this time around, when elections are conducted, we are using the same method system that is used by ZAC, that you have a party in our primaries. After the voting, then the counting is done and the results are published. Then you display the results on the entrance by the door. So for people to get the results, I think that is that. But then for the women, yes, women vote for themselves. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's not allowed that men vote for the women quota. It's not allowed. I don't know where they're getting that from.
Mm-hmm. Yes, this is a caller, I think is from Manicaland, there's a listener from Manicaland, because down there they were saying in Nyanga elections went on very well, but in Mutasa there were some men who voted in the elections despite the fact that only women should vote.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Then we've got some people were asking some questions. We've got a guy by the name, where is that guy? Oh, it's Priska Chikonda.
Mm-hmm.
She says, ZANU-PF wants Engel Rukeje to go. They're now claiming that Generation 40 rigged the elections. They're also claiming that the police rigged the elections. And some of them are saying, Bora Mzango. Baba Chuma. Nonsense into that.
Right. The first thing that I need to also explain about the delays in announcing certain elections mm-hmm. is like this. Where there is no problem, the National Commissar has already announced the winners of those particular elections. But mm-hmm. wherever there is a query, it will be very folly for him to then declare and announce a winner, because somebody will have lodged a complaint. Remember, there's a commission that will sit down and look into such things. So it's mm-hmm. only normal and fair for him to then withhold those results before announcing, so that we don't cause more animosity among his people. Can you imagine if, suppose me and my brother Gaule were standing in the same country and he wins and I lose, then I write to the commission and say, no, I have a problem of A, B, C, D. If the commissioner then announces Gaula as the winner, I'll then be bitter. And I've now got grounds to now even complain harder to say, but I lodged my complaint and I haven't been answered, but already somebody is being declared a winner. How so? So it is normal, therefore, that where there are queries, they cannot then announce those results as the winner until those queries are dealt with and everything is satisfactory
and then the winner is then announced. Or in some instances, actually, as I heard today, there are some places where there's going to be reruns because of the anomalies and the evidence that has come forward to say, oh, okay, yeah, for sure, yeah, there was a problem, so let everyone go back and re-vote again. So those are the kind of circumstances that will probably cause that kind of delay. But yet again, the women's quota is definitely supposed to be reserved for women. But then again, you can find some people who decide to be silly enough to do such things to get everyone to be voting for that. It is wrong. And in such instances, if it has happened, when they bring those queries, I'm sure the commission is going to sit down and nullify those results in order that the rightful people must go and cast a vote in those places.
Now, Jesse Matthews has got some message here. He says, this exercise was badly carried out, and the winners should not rejoice. Excuse me. Should not rejoice because casting a blind eye on this is not good at all. Those that won in a flawed system. Yes, lo baba njalo cinga lapha ke ubaba Ncube. Baba Ncube uthona njani? Baba Ncube cinga wena uyangizwa?
Ya, ngiyakuzwa baba.
Unjani Ncube?
Hayi mina ngiphilile, ngibenjani lapha?
Siyaphila kukhulu ibizo mbani Ncube.
Khetho Ncube.
Ye, akuthi uthona ubona njani udaba lolo?
Mina udaba lolo ndibona ngathi bavela baphambanisa abantu bezanu PF kudala bethatha umbuso kwamanje lapha kuba bahlanganise bonke abantu manje bona ngathi zanu iyatshabalala manje uba ubelieve angakhali kakhulu ngoba bazobathanyela bonke manje kathesi bona ngathi kuphuma kwabo ngoba ngase sisekana babancane vele sodlula kubo sicishile uba bathethi bafaka basebenzi bafana abancane bahlanganisa abantu kuhle mina kogo ithatha ilizwe kwahlalwa phansi kwakhulumiswana amaphathi wonke abahambana wonke kwakhetha upresident oyi-one kwakuzokuba ngcono.
So okwenzakala kathesi vele ubona zani kuzanu lapha sokutshaya umoya phakathi
lapha kuna siyiwokova ukuthi vele sesidlula nje ngejambo nje basifulela indlela yokuthi indlule kamnandi vele
lizawokwa over lingabobani kolapho-ke Ncube
njengama-opposition a-MDC ekababuthamisa
kanti njengoba lakhona ngalela kungazani yeyi kunzima.
Hayi, isimenemene nje sabokhuphe labo kufuna izikhundla abantu abasebenzela ezikhwameni zabo basebenzela umphakathi
yasebenzela
nje sesesaburide ukuthi no abantu abasebenzela izikhwama ikuze sibabele eceleni bonke.
Ye, ukuthi abakho khonapho-ke kade bengazidifenda kodwa-ke nxa singaqhubeka khonapho sithi wena ngombono wakho sibili ukhetho lwezanu belukhululeke kanganani ngokuzwa kwakho kumbe ngokubona kwakho?
Ukhetho belukhululeke kakhulu beluluhle sem ukuthi wonke umuntu besezinto ayifuna ngoba upresident uthe umuntu nomuntu kavotele umuntu amfunayo. So sebevote laba abafunekayo laba abangafunekiyo ngabahlale phasi ngoba lathi sala sikhala mnyaka yonke ukuthi siyarigwa siyathikela amaelection bona kabakubona manje sokutshontshelwa bona sekuqala ukukhala manje namuntu akube fe nojulayi futhi kube fe njengakhona kokwenzakeleyo sibili izinto izele ziyele kude esimweni esirayit.
So utokwenza okwenza uDube lo Ncube kuyamenza
iya akwenza uthili nobhanda kuyameza manje ngabatele labo balindele thini kudathi siyodlule lathi sale kahle manje lapha siyasokola kuba South Africa sesigaya ukubuyela ekhaya kusabuyeeki yabona.
Ye, akucebise ke.
Ngithola izinto ba.
Ye, cebisa ke bo laba abangena kukhetho olunje nxa ungadliwa kumele wenzeni?
Bangadliwa kumele bahlale phansi bangafoma amanye amaphatha bahlale phansi bayeke nabafana abakhokhele ilizweli kuze ngoba manje ngakhela umntu le-8 years uthi uzobusani zemntu le-8 years.
So wena nxa usithi abafana abancane. Nxa wena udinga abafana abancane kumele kuvotelwe abasuka kuphi umnyaka besiya kuphi?
Sesifuna abane-40 kusiya phasi 40 years kusiya phasi
abaphezulu lapho no
ya abaphezulu abadala bake babenza idala yokuhamba inkabi ezincane ngithi inkabi ingaguga buyafaka kwezinye ezincane yi-7
hayi siyakuza
akuhlale phasi kulungise kahle amacala lana wathiwa kwabulawa abantu siwavala eceleni kumbeni ilizwe kahle abandiwe baphuma abadala laba ngoba besaba amacala.
Hayi siyakuza kakhulu Ncube baba ungadinwa kusasa.
Okay, baba mathi ayithiya lezi zinto zami kungena kalisamfaki ma.
Hayi, ukuthi cincinga kade singangeni kuhle so bona zani lamhla hayi zimncwa kakhulu.
Ya, nanto wathi kumnandi
hle. Ya, sibongile kakhulu Ncube, ungadinwa kusasa baba.
Thank you, baba.
Bye.
Okay, baba, thank you.
Yeah, so Mr. Ncube says, you know, the confusion in ZANU-PF will actually benefit the opposition. So he says all old people or senior citizens should just go by themselves and say, we are not contesting, because they are not eligible to be voted for this year. Eh?
Those who said they were not contesting, you know what they did?
Hmm?
They wanted to be senators.
Yeah. So he says 40 and below, yes, you are going to vote. Mm-hmm. But anyone above 40, no.
No.
So he says this is a young generation.
I can throw a question to Mr. Gaule. Mr. Gaule, do you see ZANU-PF emerging united or a united party when it comes to the general elections after these problems?
I don't think these are elections, primary elections are a problem in the party.
Mm-hmm.
Not at all. But ZANU-PF is a very big party. ZANU-PF is a revolutionary party.
Yes.
And let me tell you something. You know, with this leadership renewal, but now we have a new president, our party is stronger than before.
Mm.
And it is ready for elections. And we are going to win the forthcoming elections resoundingly. This is what I'm telling you, good people.
Honorable Chuma, munoona ZANU-PF ichizenge yakabatana here musarudzo dziri kuyaidzi tichiona vakadyiwa vamwe vari kunyunyuta zvikuru zvekunge vari kuto 310 takaverenga mumapepa tisingazivi hedu kuti zvakadzama zvakadi vamwe vachikotwa mumapepa kunzi vamunangagwa vanogona kudyiwa nezviri kuitika izvi musarudzo dziri kuuya nekuti vanhu vakawanda havasi kugutsikana havana kugutsikana nemafambisiro akaitwa sarudzo.
Mukoma wangu vagaule vanyatsozvisa nemazvo chaizvo chaizvo. ZANU-PF revolutionary party. Primary hungu tingachema apa neapo zvinoonekwa zvinowanikwa futi. Asi kana takuenda uko kusarudzo chairo chairo general election uko, miraone mchina wacho unowandooiriwa toenda kutofamba nebhora takuziva kuti muvengi one uko. Tinobatana tese, tinotokangana zvese izvi, tese tofamba as a united front. Tichinopunzane kuparadza muvengi tichinohwina futi and tichihwina nemutsindo zvataurwa namukoma wangu vagaule kunzi we're going to win resoundingly. That's exactly what will happen. Izvizvi mateething problems edu mumba medu, asi kana takubuda pazoko tinobuda takabatana maoko takusmilirana, will be smiling laughing, joking to each other and laughing all the way to the ballot box and laughing all the way to our resounding victory. Saka kuwina, definitely tiri kuwina. Izvi ndezvo zvedu zvemumba, tichagadzisana, tichaita sorry, zvifambe. Kana taane ne common enemy apo, aiwa miraone, toitabatana zvimwe zvinhu zvisingatombobvira.
Takanzwa nezuro vamwe vachitoda kurovera bhora musango pasati patombonzi pena, vakutoti ngarirovererwe musango. Munoti?
I'll tell you one thing. Obviously, kana munhu achiri akatsamwa ka munhu anogona kutaura anything. Even iwe vakadai so, if you are angry, that's why people say that don't say anything when you are angry. Because at that moment, it's a definite moment of madness where you can say anything. But mangwana uzotanga kuregera kuti, but why did I even say that? Vari kuzotaura nhasi nekuti vakatsamwa. Asi mangwana kana tati sorry, haiwa hapana bhara musango rinobuda ipapo. I'm telling you now and get it from me. All those people that are saying whatever they are saying now is because of their anger at the moment. But the president already, if he has a speech today, a pacifier, vanhu vavo neanger yavo zvinopera manje manje. We are going to do an outreach, toenda pasi kuvanhu kana takuita macampaigns edu, totaura nevanhu dai vakanaimi, takatingochuza munhu one pamuri imwe chete. Saka makuda kurei muri moga ende tinogwa necommon enemy atibve nezvibhakira ba tinogwa neborpen zvisa x pabhado redu rezanupf miraimoni zvese zvinopera.
Thank you so much, Gibbs.
Yeah, baba Gaule, ngamafutshane sibili 10 seconds akugqibe khona po baba.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu ebangitshile ngathi ucomrade Chuma ebeka khonapho, mbona ngani kuyanjabulisa kakhulu ukuthi emsakazweni abalaleli bethu phandle ngale balaleli bayazizwela nje ukuthi izinto inhlelo zihamba njani. Kakhulu iredio uhlelo lelo luyalalelwa kakhulu umphakathi ale ngaphandle. Entanokuthi ngutsho namfitshane nje ukuthi ukuthi abantu kade betshengisela besithini kuqondile ukuthi abantu bangatshengisela upresident esilive ungumuntu
olalelayoukhulumeupresidentwathiyena
hhayi lokho kukhulunywe okwenziwe abakwenziweyo okunyeka khona abantu kade betshengisela.
Yes, siyabonga Gaule. Yes, sibonga kakhulu Gaule, isikhathi sesiphelile mnumzane. Sorry, we're out of time and we have to leave it there. We thank our guests this evening, Honorable Joseph Chuma, MP Pelanda Mpopoma, and Mr. Pilif Kaule, who lost the election. That is the primary ZANU-PF election. Signing off is Gibbs Chube in Washington, D.C. Bye-bye.
Enda mjonga kandemiri ndichitenda vose vateererwa kwanisa kupinda muchirongwa murara zvakanaka.